Welcome to Atlanta. What's up, 1515 Air Probably presents the Rundown Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the official unofficial podcast of VH1's Love & Hip Hop series. I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by the lovely and talented Miss Shell Antoinette. How you doing, sweetie?
Doing pretty okay. How about yourself?
Doing good, doing good. Episode 6, man. It's called One for the Ages. Let me get this intro out the way. I mean, not this intro, this little preview. In the run-up to her engagement party, Carly's haters plot to expose a long-buried secret. Scrap gets caught up with his ex. Jock debates. Jock, y'all should have put Jocelyn, because I ain't know who the fuck y'all talking about. Coming clean to Kendra. Spice's new look causes an uproar on social media in real life. Now, I wanted to do that because I feel we are 6 episodes in, and this is one of the most boring Atlanta seasons I've ever seen. What are you looking forward to? What storyline you want to see play out? Monisa Scrap? Where the skin?
You know, you're right about that. I feel like this season is very meh.
I was like, there's nothing I'm looking forward to.
What was in the trailer that we was looking forward to?
Probably Rashida and Cannon, but that was just one episode.
And what episode are we on? 5?
6.
6? And we got about, what, like 6 more episodes?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. No, 8.
8 more episodes.
It should be 14, and then we'll get to reunions. Because I was looking, I don't care about Shay Mack and the pool and the Carly Red. Nothing is grabbing me where I'm like, y'all
that
trying
is
to see.
True.
And there's not even a young person on the show. Like, not a young person, but like Miami has a couple of people. Like, also a dude name who thought everybody wanted to fuck him. I can't even. That's so sad that we get double Miami and I cannot remember old dude's name. Him and Prince got into it.
Bobby Lights.
No. He said, your girl, I want to fuck the shit out your girl. And he was like,
Oh, dude with the dreads.
Yes.
What is his name?
That's so sad. Oh, it's something with a K.
I was in my head going, thinking it would come out. I was going to say Kodak, but that's not him.
No.
What's his name? Chaotic.
Yeah, we did it. That's the episode, y'all.
Nice shirt, by the way.
Oh, thank you. All right.
It's a Star Wars shirt, you guys. You can't see that. Just
so, all right, let's get into it. Let's get this over with. I got to find the what's names. I got to find a clip for news. Not a clip for news, but a news article that I forgot to do this week, last week. Okay, we start off Taco Tuesday. I don't know if it was a Tuesday. I'm just saying it's usually the day you make tacos at the King's residence.
Moniece. You know, you do it subconsciously too. Last week, Tuesday, I wasn't even thinking about it being Tuesday. And I hit my friend up like, let's go get tacos. And so we go get taco. He was like, Taco Tuesday. I'm like, today Tuesday? Shit, it sure is. I just wanted tacos.
Yo, it'd be like that. You'd be like, oh man. I think I did tacos last Tuesday too.
Subconsciously, my body was like, it's Tuesday. You should probably have tacos.
Have some tacos. So Monisa's in the kitchen and she lets KK know that she is all in when it comes to Scrap. And that's probably her first mistake because they're not in a relationship. And she's
What's wrong with that though?
To be all in?
No. Well, yes. So she says she's all in and she's at the house with his mom and Scrap comes in and gives her a kiss as if he knew she was going to be there with his mom. And I just feel like if you're not all in or being exclusive with somebody, don't have them around your mom.
Yeah, but it's kind of weird because she started with the mom first because he was in jail.
That's true. But I feel like, okay, I'm out. I didn't say we were exclusive. We're just, you know, kicking the bobos or whatever.
Is this some new slang?
And you probably shouldn't be just chill. Because what if he would have came in with another woman?
Yeah, that would have been wild. He could have got away with it from the look on his face next week. He really a free man. He's like, sure.
Like free in all type of ways.
I don't need you. But before Scrap and Cheyenne arrived, she said she was disappointed that Scrap didn't tell her about the halfway house party. Like you said, Scrap and Cheyenne arrived. Cheyenne's talked about what happened at the halfway house party where Tierra was disrespectful. And then later on, how she put hands on Scrap. KK tells the ladies to leave so she can speak to Scrap alone. She lets her know to be careful since he's not all the way out and she will address Tierra personally. That's got to be the crazy part too, that not only is your new girl, quote unquote, so cool with your mom, but your mom is so cool with dealing with all your business. Like, I'm going to go see her. Don't worry. My mama ain't never fought no chick for me.
I don't know much about KK, but she just seemed like the type of woman that I just don't want to play with.
Yeah.
Because if she show up at my job and threaten me and I know your lifestyle and like all these things about you, I'm going to be like, you know what, KK, you right. I'm going to sit over here. Because she just seemed, you know, like vindictive and conniving.
I think Tierra should be off the show. Tierra, you can't be putting hands on people. If it was a dude, he'd be gone. Out of
facts.
Here.
It ain't even a big thing about people. It's like, oh, okay, she got mad, she slapped him.
Yeah, she punched him in his face.
Like, let this have been a dude. It would have been like, it would have been a hotline number if you suffer from domestic violence. Like, it would have been like a big thing. Like, we would have had a whole nother special about it on the side. It'd have been like Love and Hip Hop talks about domestic violence. You know what I'm saying? Like, it would be a whole thing.
Yep. So we move on. The ladies discuss White Spice. We got Mimi, Pooh, Rashida, Sierra. Mostly confusion, guys. Rashida doesn't understand how Spice can say that she is comfortable in her skin to turn around and bleach it. After that, they talked about the engagement party. Pooh was thinking about crashing it. She thinks crashing the party would be a good idea. She tells the ladies about the mall incident she had with Carly Red. And then she tells the ladies they slept together. And the ladies say, okay, but don't crash this party. Carly has changed her life. She is happy in this moment. So stay away.
I like how Mimi was like, I mean, I could see her doing it, but I know my Carly and Carly would have just been like, I did that shit and moved on. Like, yeah. I was like, okay, well, at least you know your friend.
It's weird for Pooh to say, I didn't put this on the blog. She making sure she's telling everybody that they had the threesome. I'm like,
whether they read the blog or not, honey. You just got to make sure they know, though.
She said, yeah. We slept together. Yeah, blah, blah. And yo, you can, I hate when people tell stories. And like, so she's telling this story and she's like, yo, so I approached her at the mall and blah, blah. And then I said, yeah, you weren't saying that with my husband's dicks in your mouth. And then things were well. And she says it like it's, and I said, yeah, the weather is 73 degrees. I was like, you can't say that normal. You got to be like, and then I did say, and she's like, that's when things went left. And Mimi just threw her hands up like, okay.
When she crunched on that fry, I was like, how come Mimi always grabbing some food when shit going down? It's like, now it's just part of her thing.
Yeah.
We gonna release some, we gonna save some drama. Make sure you eat your sandwich.
Yep.
Mimi, we got to relive Mimi, that moment.
Mimi took on for Safari. Safari's like, I ain't going to be eating all the time. Drama go down. I might have to get up and fight. So where we got baby talk, Mo and Carly meet with Dr. Robert Duran. So what they're going to do is create an embryo fast, then freeze it until after marriage because she's traditional like that. I have no idea why, but okay. So whenever,
I mean, we want to make sure we do this first before I get your baby stuck in me. What if we'll make it to the finish line? We don't jump the broom. We don't sign the papers.
Maybe that is it.
Now here I am just pregnant.
So whenever she ovulates, she has to come in. But if she gets pregnant naturally, she has a higher chance of miscarriage. After Mo leaves to sign paperwork, Carly tells the doctor she's been on her period for a month. And that could be, the doctor says that could be a sign of an early miscarriage. So
I don't know how she functioning with all that blood coming out.
Yo.
Your red blood cells is trash right now. Like,
it's very, women. Okay. The fact that the women, like, what was it? For Miami Shay. She had the period things too, right? That women can
just bleed.
Yeah, not bleed, but it can get to a month. When I remember back in the day when I was younger and a girl would be a couple of days late, I'm panicking. For a woman to be on her period for a month and just be like, oh, yeah, I've been on my period for a month. I'd be like, I'd be freaking out.
First of all, how was this your first time at the doctor? Because my period lasts more than 8 days, and I'm like, something's wrong.
That's what I'm saying. Like, shoot. When you
something
back, when you,
wrong.
When you out
well,
there,
unless she's already had an irregular period, an irregular cycle. Yeah.
See, that's what ended up happening. When I was younger, obviously, I didn't know how periods work. So when a woman tell me she like 2 minutes late, I'm freaking out, right? But then when I got older, I realized like some women would be like, I skip a period sometimes, just every other month, about, and then I was just like, oh, okay. And then if we got really long, we're just going to get a pregnancy test. So. What we
also, those have you taken?
With my ex, we took a lot. We took about 2 or 3. But then, here's the thing, too. A side note on this life. I have no idea if she had a kid or not or whatever. But I was like, I would not be surprised if me and her go to the doctor and we realize that we just couldn't have kids and we just thinking like, yo, we didn't have no kids. We was having sex raw for two or 3 years and we had no problem. We had no mistakes. And it was just like, y'all wasn't going to get pregnant if y'all tried. Where we at? So Carly is waiting. While she's waiting, she set up an engagement party with Mo and the curator, who introduces her to a new DJ, which is Shay Mack. Carly recognizes the ugly duckling, quote unquote, or hanger on her. According to Shay, they used to hang out. Stop. Okay, but all right. Shay is rapping and producing and her making her own beats that she likes to play during her mix. And Carly says, no. You would not be playing any of that. You would play what she wants because this is her first engagement. And Shay was like, and she's like, the first real one. She could have just said, this is my first engagement party. So that would have worked, right?
Yeah.
The fact that Shay had a problem with this. No, we not playing. You play your music at the club that plays you. You can slip it in. But I'm not trying to hear you're not trying to peddle your music to my guests.
I was like, I hired you. And that's what any DJ have their songs that they want to. I mean, any person has their songs that they want to hear. What you mean? I'm going to just slide in my stuff. Bitch, no.
How we didn't get a flashback to Prada Louis?
I was
Louis
saying Gucci. That too. I'm like, so y'all not going to, they not going to show her? Tapping across the stage.
Shay did it, and then we didn't get the flash. I was like, where the flashback at?
So they need to get me a better flashback of Shay the first time she was on the show.
Yeah, and then here's the thing I didn't like. Either Shay tried to sleep in, so you going to be the only female talent we playing. No, why? No. Why y'all can't play Nicki, City Girls, Cardi? What kind of party is this where y'all wouldn't play any other women? What?
She was being shady.
Yeah, so Tierra's a dancer, huh? Because KK went to the Blue Flame. Ain't that a strip club?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't even pay attention to that in the background. But I thought, I guess she could be a dancer. No, wasn't she like a bottle girl a couple of seasons back or something like that?
But I mean, even before then, she was like, I work for a Fortune 500 company and blah, blah, blah. So
still work for that company and you out here slapping niggas on TV.
Yeah. KK wants to know why Tierra put hands on Scrap. Jealousy, question mark. She chastises her for putting Scrap in a position to stay locked up. And Tierra in her talking in said he has to take accountability for hurting her. No, that's not. So you get to punch him. KK will make sure it won't happen again. And she's not going to talk her to death. And Tierra says, I'm the least of your worries. And then she walks off. They both walk off and we got this dramatic music, but nothing happened. It was weird. It was like dun, 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 dun. And then doors shut. I said, oh, okay. How do you know when Tierra get off? Like, how long was KK at the strip club?
Questions that need answers.
And Tierra, how good are you if you getting off and it's still daytime?
That depends on what time in the morning. What if it was like 6 a.m.? Tierra. Could have been a long night.
If KK got her old ass up. Head over to
Diddy's. Well, I know the strip club closes at 5. You know, she has to collect her money. Let me go ahead.
Get over here by 6. I should be good. Monice and Akbar, I forget. This is none of the. Y'all hit me up and let me know what storyline. Oh, I'm sorry. I skipped over Spice. We'll get to that. But y'all let me know what storyline hitting you. So Spice shows the ladies the Black Hypocrisy video. And by the ladies is Tokyo and Shekinah. She says dark skinned girls have been messaging her. Let's see. Shekinah and Tokyo share stories about self hate. Really work. Okay. Shekinah has a story where she said she wanted to date an Indian man. Yeah, she had a little ponytail and one of her kids have good hair. My cousins were the same way. They was like, I'm going to date a Puerto Rican dude and blah, blah, blah. In Tokyo's story, they could have edited that one out. Because Tokyo says, even though my teachers were nice to me, I felt like they were nicer to Megan and Brittany. How much so? Expound on this. Especially when you're
because
a kid.
Because they were lighter.
No. I get that.
She felt as if they was playing favoritism to them.
But she said they were already nice to me. How much more, like, my teacher's nice to me. Listen, I'm going to explain something to y'all. They pissed me off. It had nothing to do with skin color. In fifth grade, me and this dude named Dontell were the two funniest kids in the class. I was doing joke for joke, right? And I remember when the teacher put all of our names out on the right in front of the room. And she said, Jonathan is funny. He makes the class laugh. And I was like, all right, bet. But she put Dontell is funny because he makes me laugh. I was pissed, but I wasn't like, like, I want to tell y'all, we both are dark skinned dudes and she was a white lady. I was just like, I'm funnier than him. But I wasn't like, she want to fuck him. That's what it
now
is. Like,
she want to fuck him.
I'm just saying, my mind, I was just like, man, I'm funny too. You was wilding. What else we got here with
it's
this?
It's so terrible to say that because, you know, there's cases where there are teachers, fucking seventh graders and shit. And you're like, what? Where is the attraction in that? I just can't. I cannot.
Yo. Shout out to everybody who watched Game of Thrones last night because there was that one scene where
everybody was mad uncomfortable.
Yeah, that let us know we not pedophiles. That's all that was. Spice feels that she should be bigger due to color. Well, the reason she's not bigger is because of her color and that talent. She's still thinking about bleaching her skin.
My biggest problem with Spice is explain why dark skinned people are famous over here then.
So here's the thing. I think she is painting black people with a very broad brush, right? And she's in her head, she's saying like, you guys say you love us and then blah, blah. But I'm like, who is you guys? You need to specifically call out people because there are men who are married to dark-skinned women. There are dark-skinned women who are prospering. Like,
I just say, let's talk about celebrity in the industry. If you're saying that you can't break whatever barrier it is because you are a darker skin toned woman, explain to me how there's a Mara La Negra. Explain to me how there's a Janelle Monáe. Explain to me how there's these dark skinned women who are flourishing and flourishing well. If the case is, oh, you don't make it because you're not light, then how are they making it?
Yeah.
Like you gotta explain this to me. Your reasoning doesn't justify. It's just not working for me. Maybe. What did I say last week or week before? Everybody got to do what they got to do to get over, okay? Amara La Negra actually makes good music that's catchy. I'm not saying that Spice doesn't make good music, but I'm saying, okay, it hasn't reached over yet. Maybe you should try working with an American artist that can connect the two for people.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, truth be told, John, how much Amara La Negra music are you? How much Latin music are you listening to?
Not that much.
Biggest Latin kind of song you probably would, well, I ain't gonna say that you would listen to, but that was like really big was Cardi B. I Like It when she had the Spanish rappers on. Yeah. Everybody was listening to that song,
hold up, not to cut you off.
No, you're good. But
another reason why that Cardi B song worked is because she sampled a song that every black person knows that song. That was in a Burger King commercial. Like, we knew that I Like It Like That song. That's from the 60s. That song is huge.
Yeah.
So maybe I'm not.
And then she made it a crossover hit, though. Like, you got both parties in there. So maybe Spice just has to try it a different way instead of blaming your skin tone for why you're not making it.
Has anybody? You might be the wrong person to ask. I don't mean to put you on the spot. I promise I don't. But what was I listening? I was listening to some mixes, right? And they was playing "Murder She Wrote," and I said, "Has anybody ever just remade the song? Nat flipped the sample." Just remade the song, and could Spice have remade that song for an American audience? Because it's old enough.
Don't she have a song that's like sampled all the best reggae hits or something? Like she kind of used them all into one song?
She might have, and this is another thing I thought about too. Like, we got to be honest. Reggae isn't hitting in America the way it did when we were younger. Remember, we had a summer where reggae music was everywhere.
Let me tell you something. When the reggae section of the night comes on, it's the same 6 songs from that time, though. It's like "Murder She Wrote." It's goddamn brain fart. On my phone.
Bam bam. Yeah, that was
action. They have. It's like the
same. And then Shaba, and then Wayne Wonder, and then Sean Paul. Like, you know.
Yeah, it's like the same track of. It's like from 19 whatever though. Like,
yes.
It's the same fucking songs. Like. I said it. I was like, reggae don't change. Like, we've been listening to this and turn up too. Like, turn up.
Here's how I thought Spice could have went about this a different way. If Spice really believes it's her talent, I mean, it's her look and not her talent, why didn't Spice go out and specifically, without telling anybody, go and find a light-skinned girl and pin songs for her?
Yeah.
Right? All right. And then if that worked, whatever. If she want to be cheaper, because she ain't got no label to sign people, all she really had to do was go find one of her best songs, right? And then ask a light-skinned girl to hop on YouTube and sing it and see if you get more views than me. And then I was like, maybe that could help her prove a point. Like, this is the same exact song. I actually sound better singing it. And y'all want to go check her video out. And she's not, you know, I don't have her titties out, nothing like that. Just to play that game.
Yeah.
Shekinah's against it. Bleaching skin is on the way to get her point across. And she's not sure if she's going to go to Carly's engagement party. Monice and Akbar. Monice feels Akbar is checked out because they're doing this EP together. I forgot about this EP. But Akbar's having problems with Deribian, who's acting up, stealing headphones and selling them. I don't know why Akbar thought she could just have her son that she ain't had forever and thought things were just going to be like a sitcom. Like, what? Monice just wants communication.
No, it is acting like a sitcom because in a sitcom, that shit would have happened. You had my mama. This is a sitcom. She has her sitcom life.
Okay, I was hoping for like, you know, a different world. Not a different world, different strokes. You gave us it's an ATL. Like, that's what's going to happen. Let's see, Monice just wants communication. And Akbar switched it up. Was like, yo, Scrap and Tommy was kissing each other. So Monice feels some way about Scrap lying. She just wants honesty and transparency.
This is so mature, Monice.
Yeah. Even though they're not in a relationship. And I remember last week we talked about relationships and you were saying how everybody does everything outside of a relationship. And I thought, is honesty and transparency what you get when you're with me? Like, you gotta be my girlfriend to get honesty and transparency. We're not together.
No. We're not together. Look, the sad bitch get more of that than anything else. Shit.
Yeah. So this is why she can't connect to a man. Anyway, she had.
Why is it so hard for people to be so honest?
I don't know. We get into it. And we can talk forever. She can't connect to a man. She's going to talk to KK because KK been truthful. She's going back to LA. When she get back, they're going to do the EP. That's that scene. Shay stopped by Pooh's house. She lets Pooh know she's going to be DJing Carly's party. They bond over how they don't like Carly. Then they was like, This didn't make any sense. Shay acts as if she watched the show earlier, but then says, Carly talks bad about everybody and no one does nothing to her. Tommy was trying to fuck her up. Jocelyn was trying to fuck her up. Estelita and her got into it. What are you talking about? People were trying to put hands on Carly forever because Carly talks mess. Pooh has a gift for Shay to bring to the party since she wasn't invited. It's a notarized letter.
Pooh risks their job.
Yeah, that was
for some bullshit.
Man, you should break up with her. Like, yo, I sent you back to work for this.
Don't go full the fuck off next episode.
No, notarized letter to expose her at an engagement party. And Shay even says, I would be mad if somebody did this to my engagement party. And then Pooh was like, yeah, but she deserve it. Yeah, you right.
No. Scripted. No.
Okay. Kendra is finding a dress for this engagement party, and Jock is still unsure about going to this party. He tried to fake sick, but they already RSVP'd. And Kendra's like, listen, are you hiding something? Because I'm suspicious. And this one, he comes clean about the overlap between relationship and interaction. We are so good at this. Overlap doesn't sound that bad, right? The same way as I was entertaining those women. I made a mistake. Like, you can fuck her sister, her friend, her mom, and you still be like, yo, I messed up. Like, wait, what? So
I shouldn't have been entertaining them.
Yeah. So Kendra says, Jocelyn, I wish you would have told me earlier, but we still going. And he said, you right. If this makes you happy, we're going to go. And we get them later on. KK's house. Cheyenne and Scrap stop by. KK brings up the video with Tommy. She said, Tommy just been indicted and you could have jeopardized coming home. You know, this could just jeopardize you coming home. Tells him to stay away from all this negativity and make it right with Monice. And he said, I never told Monice we were exclusive. What you talking about? Right then, Sass and Donta. I didn't know who this Donta dude was, but it's apparently it's his other brother.
He looked just like the other brother.
Wait, Donta looked like Scrat Sass or?
No. The brother we ain't never seen before.
Yes.
Looks like, what's the brother name?
Sass?
Not Scrat.
Yeah. Sass. Oh, okay. Just bald
they look
sass.
Just like, yeah.
Okay.
They look just like, I mean, sort of. I can see their resemblance more than I can see him with Scrap.
So Scrap makes
it. Half a brother or something.
Scrap makes the announcement that he's not going back to the halfway house. Everybody's like, what are you talking about? You finna, you know, run loose. He said he is a free man. He's officially made parole. And KK is mad. Not because he made parole, because he wasn't the first person to know. They all hug and celebrate. And that is that. We wrap it up with this engagement party. Mimi recognizes Shane Mack. Carly introduces Mo to Mimi, Rashida, and Erica. Mo scores points when he's like, how many kids you got? He's like, I got one daughter. I mean, I got two because she got a girl. They talk about how they want a boy. We'll pause right here. What did you think about the matching Versace shirts?
It was cute.
Okay.
I kind of liked it. And it was done two different ways. Okay. I liked it. I thought it was kind of cute.
I liked it, but I felt like, just like, how old are we? This is like, I can see this 96, 97. I don't even like Versace shirts no more. I just remember when Biggie was rocking them. Shay announces Jock and Kendra arriving, and they introduce themselves to Carlo.
She said, who this girl he with? Who the fuck says that? Oh, listen, scripted. The whole shit was fake. Shay was over it.
So they introduce themselves to Carly and Mo, and Jock says, we just here to give well wishes. And Carly says, we like family now. And I forgot.
Brothers and sisters? Oh, you pushing it, honey.
You know, when did
landing on thick.
When did friends not be wasn't good enough? I'm so sick of men and women that related call each other brother and sister. Just best friends is good. Good friends.
At that point, when you say it's my brother, I feel like y'all done fucked.
Yeah.
Yep. Like you're going too hard to make me believe it's not what it is.
Nah, just we've been friends for a while. I'm cool with that. I don't question shit unless I need to. I'm like, all right, well, you tell me. Oh, it's like my sister, man. Okay.
You're like, oh.
If your sister texts you, she want to suck your dick, you going to tell her, nah, we related. I'm like, no. You going.
Related.
Spice arrives with Tokyo, and she sees Mimi, Rashida, and Erica. They had left, so they had got up after they had interrogated Mo.
They went to go get a drink.
Yeah, they all compliment Spice's skin. Oh, you look so good. Oh, you got the
and
dark skin.
And your beautiful dark skin. Yeah. I was like, doing the
yoga dive of chocolate. Yep. Spice brings up the black community bashing. And that's when Tokyo said, we're not taking any questions, girl. She did a little Jamaican accent. Carly makes an announcement. She thanks her friends for support. And she thanks Mo for accepting her. Shay then... I put Shay then relay, but I had to stop because I had to write down this announcement, y'all. So here we go. Dear Carly Lewis, after years of being messy and exposing other people's secrets, I want to use this occasion to expose your ultimate secret. And then Carly tries to interrupt right here, but it didn't work. Finding her longtime love at the age of 45. And then that's when Carly throws a mic. And I knew when she said the ultimate secret is going to be the age. Carly, relax. Black people, why are we so afraid to get old? Golly.
All your friends is like 40. Bitch, you got to be the same age.
Yes.
Mimi, 40, right?
Yes.
Rashida would probably knock at 40.
Mimi is 49. Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
She was out here with sex tapes 4 years ago. Yeah. Girl, come on.
Rashida, 37. And I think Mimi, Rashida, the same age. Yeah, stop it. It's okay. It's a blessing to get older. I don't know why these people just, I don't want you to know my, it's not like
shit. But then you look good for your age. It ain't like you out here 45 looking 65.
Yep. Spice sticks up for Carly as Shay is escorted out of the party. So I don't know who DJing after this. They probably hooked up an iPod or something.
I was going to say Otto DJ or something.
DJ Otto. All right. Next time on Love and Hip Hop. Shay tells Pooh, man, you made me lose my job. No, you lost your job. Nobody told you to do that stuff. Shekinah in Tokyo told Shay, like, apologize for that. Bad news for Carly pregnancy. I believe her hormones is going down. Mo tries to talk to Carly and she's being weird. And then Moniece is in tears and Scrap doesn't seem to care.
Man, he looked like, okay, you done? But are you done?
Yeah, let's get it to news and rumors.
What?
You doing it with your hand. All right, so this Pooh Hicks. Did you see this Pooh Hicks interview with Candy?
Yes, I sent it to you.
That's right. I forgot about that. You sent it to like...
2 weeks or something like that ago.
I forgot about it. Listen, at least I was honest, y'all, when I said...
You know what? I did send it kind of late, though. I think it was like 11 or something o'clock. It was like, after we had recorded
or something like that. Time. Yeah. So...
I was going to be like, sorry, Sarah. you try not to text people after certain times.
What ends up happening for anybody, mostly for you, but anybody else who has my number. This is for everybody. So if you have... if you contact me after 10 o'clock, I won't see it. Like I will get a notification because my phone is do not disturb from 10 to 6.
Okay. So
I will see it later, but my phone is not going to ring or notify.
Because if I didn't send it, I was going to forget to send it. Yes. So that's why I was like, let me just go ahead and send it.
The sad part is I forgot to watch it, but luckily I have like some thoughts. So it's a nearly 20 minute conversation between Candy and Pooh. The threesome story involving Carly did come up. She says this is the whole, what was the part about the, so yeah, Pooh claims she wasn't the one who leaked it to the blogs. Instead, she says it was their mutual friend, Funky Dineva, who shared the story and that Carly shouldn't be mad at her for that.
And I was watching when Funky Dineva, he blatantly said who put it on the blog too. Because I watch his videos all the time. He was like, I'm going to tell you who did. And he was like, so it was such and such person. Or whatever. And I was like, okay, well, he always know the tea, honey.
Yeah. Pooh did bring up another lie that Carly told about her daughter because she didn't want everyone to know how old she is. She was. And Carly and Candy redirected that back to the original. That's what I said that a couple of weeks ago when Carly says, I have a teenage daughter. I'm like, there's no way. We saw your daughter a few seasons ago. She looked about 16, 17. You're only a teenager for, was it 6 years? 13 or 19. Right. That's it. She probably early 20s. She probably under 25, but stop it. What else we got here? We all want to know if Pooh, Carly, and Hiram Hicks had a threesome, but during the Speak Your Truth episode, Pooh was evasive. Rather than giving a definitive answer, she said, I don't want to give you all the, it doesn't matter, because she said it on this. She showed everybody they had a threesome. So that was it. I will check it out, but luckily I remembered. Thank you for sending that to me. Let me see what's in my pocket. Oh, we got to talk about this story with Remy Ma.
Oh, yeah.
And Bree Taylor. This sounds wild. This is... So if y'all haven't heard, Bree Taylor is accusing Remy Ma of...
punching her in the eye? Slapping her? Something like that?
Over a misunderstanding. You know what?
In my head, I was just like, Remy has come too far for this bullshit to be true.
You know why I don't believe Brittany? I honestly don't believe a lot of people when they go to the internet saying, I usually don't, I didn't want to come to the internet, but you brought it to the internet. So she's cooperating. Let's see. Brittany said Remy and her had it out on Tuesday at New York's Irvin Plaza over an incident involving Remy's stepdaughter, Dejanay, in Miami during spring break, according to New York Daily News. She's being investigated for allegedly punching Brittany in the eye, and now Brittany is speaking on what went down. She claims that she defended Dejanay from an abusive man who was beating her up. Quote, what happened with me and Dej in Miami is I saved her. I saved her life. She was like,
that's Bring you all a full 12.
For those, that's a funny joke because 12 inches is a foot. You could have just said she 5 feet.
I know.
For those, because we don't use a metric system around here. She was like, that's not what I heard. And then she punched me in my face. You know how that story sounds like, remember the story for Coming to America when he said, who did he say Martin Luther King punched him? He's like, he's like, oh, need to punch my face. Like, oh, my man. And he walked off. Like, Remy said, that's not what I heard. And then punched you in your face? That shit is so crazy. Yo, anything to get back on the show, huh? Y'all be loving this show.
Yes, because then we're going to have all this shit on here next season.
Yeah.
Nah, that's too long of a wait.
Oh, my God. All right.
We got a while before we cycle back to New York.
Yeah, we got a Hollywood.
We just left them.
Okay. K. Michelle, a surrogate, is pregnant with twins. So congratulations to her. My round of applause. Here we go. What else?
It really needs to fade away. It'd be like cut.
You know what? Because it's too long. It does fade, but my round of applause is way too long. I have to cut it and fade it. Let's see. Fetty Wap has family time with Masika and daughter as Alexa Sky Bell. I read that. I read these headlines like I didn't put this shit in my damn pocket. So it says, although Fetty Wap and Masika Kalisha had a rough start with their daughter, we are listening. So Alexis pulled a posted delete on Instagram earlier after she called out her ex for borrowing her car and not returning. Y'all are really having poor people relationship problems? Yo, ain't no way I'll be on television. Talk about, yo, that shit could be like he didn't put no gas in it when I got it back. She even shared a text exchange to prove the rapper was ignoring her. What does that prove? So she posted a bunch of, so you not talking to me? This what we doing? Like, and he didn't say nothing else. She claims he told her he was going to drop it off, but instead Alexis says people have been telling her they've seen someone driving it around. Quote, who was in my car? She reportedly text Fetty. You had my car last. Okay, I have your number. I'll just give the cops your number. The fuck the cops go? Give the cops your license plate. And then Fetty will call you up and says, Alexis, somebody stole your car. She's like, I stole my car. I know who got my car.
Right.
Y'all can do the whole baby boy thing.
Exactly.
Since WAP is playing that answer me, that's corny. He responds, he said, you gonna get it when you get it. So I don't know. You gotta talk. These motherfuckers are worth some monies. Y'all at least worth six figures. What are y'all doing? How was Fetty Wap borrowing a car? Y'all let a one-eyed man borrow a car? No, I'm
good.
Shut
the fuck up. I'm good.
No.
How does that work? I mean, I feel like your peripheral is shot to be driving.
Oh, God.
Which eye is it?
Oh, no. Oh, here's an exclusive from Jasmine.
Yeah, turn your whole head.
Here's an exclusive from the Jasmine brand. B2K is joining Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. How do you feel?
I'm not surprised.
So Omarion is allegedly returning to reality TV. Sources tell us the 34-year-old singer will allegedly appear on the upcoming season of Love & Hip Hop Hollywood.
Checks is running dry.
The entire R&B group B2K will allegedly appear on the show.
So, well, Fizz is already on now. So Amari was a former cast member, so we can easily bring him back.
So Miami has Pretty Ricky. And Hollywood has Love. B2K. Who New York gonna have? Was B5? Remember that bad boy group?
B5 is in LA though.
Okay, what about So For Real? They in Atlanta. Put their old asses on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta.
No, we need somebody better than that. Somebody go find ABC.
Oh, man.
Oh, Lord.
All right, I think I have. Oh, an update on Tommy. She got denied entry into the course mental health program. So that didn't work out for her. It sucked. And then last but not least, Tierra Marie, 3 weeks in a row, has been that good news. So she is a wanted woman. A judge has ordered a bench warrant for the singer's arrest after she failed to appear at a hearing in her legal battle with 50 Cent. According to The Blast, Marie was ordered to appear in court today, which is today. This news was today. Well, yesterday for y'all, but she was a no-show. So he issued an LA judge issued a bench warrant in the amount of $5,000. She will be arrested if she comes in contact with law enforcement. 50 Cent was granted an order to examine Tierra's finances, including her income, bank accounts, and property, so that he can collect the $30,618 she owes him in attorney fees. All this for what people believe is a fake storyline. It's going to cost you real money.
Yeah.
God, that's it. All right. So that's the episode.
That was that.
Can't wait for you to go opposite so we can talk about Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
What I believe is the last slow episode. Because we don't
after this, it's like, we're going.
Yeah, we don't got no time to play. We got some other stuff. I should have, what else I have an equal opposite? Oh, I remember. I don't know if you listened to it, but I did. Remember when you was talking about something and I was like, I lost my train of thought. I remembered it before I even got to the episode and I sliced that shit in. So we could discuss that.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm looking at these other stories. These ain't no good stories yet. We ain't up there.
Yet.
I'm just saying these aren't the ones. I don't even care about what else I wrote in here. Ooh, yeah, there's a sex survey we got to talk about. Wild. Okay. You can tweet me at one only. You can tweet Shell.
At Sexy Shell. You can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on Snappity Chat at iMiz with the Z Shell.
Make sure you follow the website 1515F. Check out other podcasts. Rate, review, subscribe. Until next time, guys. I say peace. She says
bye. Ooh, 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 ooh.
like Popeye. Money changing colors like Tata. I'm just trying to get it, I ain't trying to die. No. She got a big ol' onion booty, make the world cry. In the kitchen, wrist kissing like it's stir fry. Whip it. Hold them bands down. Hey. Hold your mans down. Hey. Who told you come around? Who? It's that trap sound. Trap. Designer, clothes, gold. Fashion, shows, trap, house, made it, gold. Control the bag now. Control. No.